So the main reason that we've been talking about that we have this problem at this point is the way that we have structured our society, where in order to get ahead, you have to knock somebody else down, right? You have to beat out somebody else. So it's very based on competition. And in that case, we have to be afraid of each other. We have to always be afraid that somebody else is going to come in and take our role, and then we will be disposable, we will be unnecessary, or we will be knocked down the ladder. So if we don't have that spot, then somebody else will replace us, and we will have to go down farther on the ladder. We have to be afraid that we won't ever have enough, so we always have to be acquiring more and more in case there's a time when we don't have enough, and then we'll have some reserve, right? We have to convince other people that we are worthy by consuming more, so that they can see that we have enough and we're not to be bothered, so that we give the perception of power and control. So we've structured our society to have to fear one another, to have to always be anxious, to have to always keep working in order to show that we're not replaceable, that we are still valuable within the system. We base our value as a culture on how much we can produce and whether or not we're useful in the system of production, and whether or not we're useful consumers as well. So we have a problem of that sense of unlimited production, right? We have an unlimited growth trajectory that we're trying to be on. But our planet has limits, and our physical selves have limits. Our community has limits of what we can handle together. And so finding those limits is an important part of what it means to be a person of faith. And that's why we have emphasis on rest and Sabbath in the Hebrew tradition particularly, but Jesus spent times of rest and Sabbath as well, and going out and taking space when he needed it, and taking time to just be with God and be with his friends and not friends, be with other people. And that he modeled that sense of having space and of valuing people for themselves rather than what they could do or what they could produce. So part of our problem, I think, as a culture is the way that we value or don't value people. And I think that's not what our Christian tradition tells us. Our Christian tradition tells us that we're valuable as human beings, as beloved children of God, and as part of this good creation. But our culture tells us that we're only valuable if we can do something for the culture, if we can produce something. And once we can no longer produce anything, we're not of value to the culture. And so we internalize that a lot of times, and we are fearful and anxious. So I invite you to